Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live for Fan to Fan NASCAR and Race Talk. This is Monday, August the 17th. And once again, we have a really big show in store for everyone tonight. Now, joining us momentarily is going to be Sal Segala, our co-host. But in the meantime, I want to kind of go through the, well, first of all, I want to introduce everybody. We've got a couple of announcements that we're making tonight, and one of those announcements is that we have a new writer at Fan for Racing, and he's also going to be helping us out on the radio shows. So Stephen Dando is his name, and Stephen comes to us with some goals in mind as well as some experience, and I'm going to introduce him now so that he can kind of talk a little bit about that. Stephen?
Yes. Hello. My name is Steve, obviously. I am looking to become a PR person for a race team at some point. I've been a motorsports fan. Motorsports of all types since I was about 9 years old, anything from Formula One to MotoGP to, of course, NASCAR, and I am looking forward to writing for Fan 4 Racing and getting to interview some drivers and hopefully writing some pretty good stories that all the fans will enjoy. Thank you.
Well, we're very excited to have you on board, Steve. And also joining me now is our co-host, Sal Segala. Welcome to the show, Sal.
Oh, hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Good. We're doing great. We just introduced Steve Dando, who is going to be our Fan for Racing writer. He's not going to be able to stay on the show tonight, but we did want to bring him on here at the beginning so that we could introduce him and let fans know that he's on board with us. And actually, the next chance you'll have to hear Steve as part of our broadcast is Thursday night's show for our NASCAR weekend preview, and then he'll we'll talk about other shows that he'll be on beyond that.
Oh, cool. Sounds like you get things, keeping the ball rolling.
We're always keeping that ball rolling, Sal. Okay, well, Steve, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to be on the show and to introduce yourself. I know that we're going to be at Chicago. We're going to work on trying to be at Chicagoland together for the first race of the Chase, which should be pretty exciting. And we've already talked about some possibilities for articles to be coming our way in the next week here or so. So, Steve, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again.
Great. Thank you. Likewise.
Okay.
All right.
Take
Bye.
Care now. All right. That was Steve Dando, and we're really looking forward to having him on board with us. Another announcement that we're making tonight, Sal, is that we now have our own Fan for Racing NASCAR and Race Talk Radio Network. And so we are no longer affiliated with any of the other organizations. We appreciate all of them because they've all helped us in their own way along the way here. But it was time for us to kind of go out on our own with our own radio network.
No, you're kidding. Sharon, come on. That is great news. That is awesome news.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And, of course, we have the two radio shows that we're broadcasting on Mondays and Thursdays. And you never know what else might be coming down the pike. So we'll keep everybody posted. That's why the telephone number has changed for calling into the show if you have any questions or comments. And that number, I'm going to give it again, is 929-477-1790. That will be our number for calling into the show and participating. So, Sal, we've got a big show tonight with a lot of guests.
Yeah, it looks like we have a pretty full field here, Sharon.
We really do. We've got the winner of the Can-Am East race out at Motordrome Speedway, Dylan Bassett, will be joining us first. He'll be on in the next 5 minutes or so, and we'll talk to him about getting his very first career win in the series out there at Motordrome this weekend. Then at 9 o'clock, Sal, we have a singer-songwriter coming on the show. That's a little bit of a change up in our lineup here. But John Scargall is coming on board with us, and he has song rights for a NASCAR video, the NASCAR 15 video game. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And the interesting thing, too, is that he's performing at Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend. So fans will be able to see him there. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty exciting thing, you know, going on. And, you know, I mean, you know, to write songs for NASCAR, I mean, gosh, you know what? It's got to be, you know, I mean, NASCAR is already taking, you know, a lot of different direction, you know, as far as what they're trying to do for the fans. And I think that's just awesome, you know, that he's going to get that, you know, that opportunity.
Yeah. I do, too. I think it's very awesome that he's doing that. And he'll tell us more about how that kind of came about. I think that he had the song already written and then pursued the opportunity, and it just worked out. Now then, we also have a guest at 9:30, Sal. Tell us about your guest.
Yeah, our guest is Christian McGee. He's a NASCAR. He drives in the NASCAR Wayland late model series out here at Irwindale, California, and actually he picked up a win this past Saturday, a first and a second, and this is after his last couple starts he had. One of them was a fiery wreck that was pretty pretty intense, and then he got another wreck in his last race. So Chris is coming off of a tough season. He's had to make a team change. You know, they you know, kind of got rid of the old team and brought in a new team. And this is the first race with the new team, and gosh, just to see the, to make it into victory lane, and it was a very dominating, very, very awesome one for him.
Absolutely. That is very awesome. And I know we're really looking forward to talking to Dylan. We've had him on the show before, so this is kind of a return visit for him. And so we're really looking forward to chatting with him and catching up with Dylan. And Christian has also been on the show before, and I know we're really going to be looking forward to chatting with him about all of that. So, yeah, so let me just kind of talk about your highlights this weekend from racing, Sal, because I know there were a lot of racing this weekend. What was the highlight for you?
You know, Joe Gibbs Racing, I mean, just in a nutshell real quick, I mean, gosh, dominant performance the last 4 or 5 weeks, with all their drivers. Oh, man, I mean, you know what, they picked up on this new package. This is the same package they used at Indy, and we've seen what happened. Kyle Busch went out and won that race, and now they use the same package again for Michigan. And then now, you know, we see Matt Kemp in victory lane. And I also got to give huge kudos to Reagan Smith for the move that he put on Saturday during the Xfinity race. I mean, that was a heck of a little bump there, you know, to grab the win and get redemption.
Yeah, and he worked really hard for that win. So, yeah, that definitely was a highlight for watching Reagan Smith get the win. And then I agree with you. Joe Gibbs Racing has just been so dominant. And it's really good to see, because they didn't start out the season quite as dominant as they are now. So that's going to be pretty exciting to see what happens next for Joe Gibbs Racing. I think they've won like 6 of the last 7 races, or maybe it's 5 out of the last 6 races. They've won they've come on very strong here at this part of the season. So I tell you what, the chase the last 16, the 16 that are going to make it into the chase, it's getting kind of interesting to see what's going to happen. Casey Kane seems pretty confident that he's going to turn things around in time to make the chase. What do you think?
You know what? You never know with Casey. I mean, all it takes is a win, and he's in. You know, they spoke to Gordon, the same thing. You know, he's almost, solidly in. But Gordon even said himself, he goes, but it's still not like having that win. You know, you don't have that one win under your belt, going in. So we see what happened last year when A.J. Allmendinger picked up a win, got himself a spot in the chase. So, but it just doesn't seem like Hendrick Motorsports is on their game at this point in the season, So, man, look at what happened with Jimmy Johnson yesterday, the spin and, just really out of sync.
Yeah, they do seem a little bit out of sync. But I will say this, it seems like this time of the year that happens within the organization. They go into a slump when August arrives. And that slump is certainly here again this season. But I don't count them out. When the chase begins, you're definitely going to be seeing Jimmy Johnson right there and in the mix of things when it comes to contend for the championship.
Yeah, if you're going to slump, you might as well slump now before the chase, especially, when you got four wins under your belt, and you're in the chase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to slump or if you're going to take time out, to try different things, with your driver, maybe, his strategy or just maybe different setups, because, they are going to be visiting a few of the tracks again. Now's the time, to think, to try those, aggressive, setups to see how they work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we're expecting Dylan Bassett to be calling in any minute now. Again, the telephone number to call in is 927-477-1790. And if you have any questions for Dylan, you can either call that number or you can tweet us, and we'd be happy to ask your question for you right here on the radio show when Dylan arrives. We're looking forward to chatting with him. That was a big win for him at Motordrome Speedway. He's had 10 races this season in the K&N East Series, and within those 10 races, now he has his first victory. So that's pretty good work.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy winning in any series. And especially, with the Canon West, Canon East, we're looking at a very tight point battle between the two series, the level of talent is there, and the level of competition is it's at an all time high, and it's really making for some really good racing for the fans as well as something that the whole series really needed.
Absolutely. And the points battle has tightened up because Scott Heckert actually gained some ground on William Byron. He was 14 points out of first place. He's now 12 points out of first place. And there's a couple more there's like three or four more races left. So this points battle is going to become really exciting, I think, as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's far from over, it's going to come down probably to the last race again, but gosh, when you see the rookie class this season in both West and East series, it's just a really stout field. It's really a field, that, like I said earlier, the fans, they have to really enjoy what they're seeing out there on the track.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, the K&N West had a race this weekend, too.
Yeah, they did. And actually, David Mayhew came up and picked up the win over there and picked up the second win of the season. And actually, it's back-to-back wins for David over there at at Evergreen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That had to be pretty exciting for him.
Yeah, and actually, man, you talk about a tight points battle, Sharon. That points battle in the National West. You got Chris Eggleston who moved up a spot, tied him with Noah Gregson, and Ryan Partridge, you know, finished second. It's like Ryan, he goes, we might not have won the race, but it was a very good points night. Now he's sitting third in the points. And then Noah Gregson's teammate, Grayson Raz, is right there, you know, right there on the hills. And David Mayhew, he's had a couple bad races, but with the two wins he's picked up this season, you know, he's right back there in the hunt again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So fans are not going to want to miss these races. I know Thursday, you'll be able to watch the race. Let me look at the calendar here again. This Thursday is the Can-Am East race at the Motordrome Speedway. That's going to be on NBCSN. And then the Can-Am West race at Evergreen is going to be on NBCSN at 2:30 on Friday. The race on Thursday night is at 7 p.m. If you want to watch either one of those races, you'll be able to do that on NBCSN Thursday and Friday night. And then, of course, Wednesday we have racing at Bristol with the Truck Series.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, neat, you know, have a, you know, midweek race. It actually, Dalton Sargeant is making his first Truck Series start on that night too.
Absolutely. I think that's pretty fantastic. And I think J.J. Haley is also making his first Truck Series start this week with his team. So that should be pretty exciting. I saw a picture of him on Facebook. He was getting his hair trimmed, getting ready for his Camping World Truck Series debut.
Yeah, because his sponsor is going to be Great Clips. So they figured, you know what, why not cut his hair and, you know, really make it, really add to the, you know, to the excitement coming up. But, you know, it's not like he needed a haircut anyways. But anything for sponsorship.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're hoping to hear from Dylan here any minute. I'm hoping he's not having trouble calling into the show. If he is, I hope he keeps trying because, again, that telephone number is 929-477-1790 for him to call in. We had to make that last-minute change today when we started our own radio network. I did send out emails to everybody, but you never know. Everybody is so darn busy. Hopefully they got that information we'll be able to call in, or hopefully nothing came up at the last minute that may prevent him from calling in, because we know a lot of these drivers are very, very busy. But Dylan really put on a show, and it wasn't – there was some drama involved with his win this week, because he kind of took the lead on lap 94. There was a couple of red flags because there were some problems with the asphalt over on the front stretch. And then he had to fight off some competitors that wanted that win as much as he did. And with that, I believe Dylan is now with us. And I want to welcome Dylan back to the show. We're really glad to have you here. And I want to just also say to you, congratulations on getting your first win in the Can-Am Pro Series East.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Well, we've been really looking forward to it, Dylan. It's always exciting when you get your very first win in a series, and that happened for you this weekend. And I was talking about how it wasn't an easy win either. You really had to fight off some competitors. You took the lead on lap 94, but after all the red flags were taken care of for taking care of the asphalt on the front stretch there, you went back to green, and Austin Hill took the lead. So you had to fight your way back. Talk a little bit about what was going through your mind when that happened and how you kept your composure to go back after that win.
A lot was going through my mind after the restart. I guess from sitting over an hour and a half under red flags. The tire pressures have gone down a lot. And I guess I didn't get quite enough heat in the front tires before we went back green. So after the restart, we kind of drove off into one, and the car washed up a little bit just from low air, and it gave the 22 room on the bottom. And we were racing three wide coming up out of two, and at that point, I didn't really know what to think. We were running out of room. Me, the 22, and the 9 car were bouncing off each other, and it was a lot stressful, actually, knowing that I had a really good race car and really my first chance to win a race possibly in that series. So it was really hard to stay focused, especially beating and banging with each other. But I knew it was very important to just settle back down because I knew I had a good race car and we passed the 22 earlier in the race. So I knew we still had a chance. I just couldn't push myself to where we were going to wreck or anything. So I just had to calm down and keep finishing doing what I was doing earlier in the race because what I was doing earlier was working for us. So that was the main thing, just staying calm and just settling back down after the restart.
Okay. Well, you certainly kept your composure, and you came back, and on the high side, on the outside, you were able to get back around Austin Hill, who ultimately finished third. Rico Abreu also put on a pretty hard charge there. He finished second, but you, my friend, were the winner of that race, and that had to be a pretty good feeling. Talk about Victory Lane and the celebration with your family.
Victory Lane was very emotional for me. Winning your first race is always the hardest one to get, it seems like. So, and Victory Lane was very, very emotional. I was so speechless. If you ask me today, I still probably can't put into words what winning that race meant to me and my team. Because we're an underfunded race team in the K&N Series, but we try not to use that as an excuse for anything. You know, we still have to do our homework and work hard on the race cars, and that's what we do week in and week out. But we took a week off from not going to the road course just so we could regroup and get our stuff better for the circle track. And it actually worked out good for us. You know, one car ended up winning the race. My brother, he actually had parts failure, which is very unfortunate. But back to Victory Lane, it's just so incredibly, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just one of the best feelings that I've had behind the wheel of a race car.
Absolutely. I can only imagine how emotional that was for you, Dylan. Now, our co-host, Elsa Gala, is here, and I think he has a couple questions for you as well. So I'm going to kind of pass the baton over to Sal.
Hey, how you doing, Dylan? First of all, congratulations on the win. You know, you know, it's really got to, I mean, when you look at all the past winners so far we've had this season, you know, it's all rookies, you know, and, you know, with the exception, you know, I think of maybe one or two drivers, you know, and, you know, being so young, you know, and like I said, you know, being a rookie in the series, getting your first win, do you feel like you finally got that chip off, you know, like finally got that monkey off your back?
Most definitely. Every time you win a race, you feel like you've lifted a burden off, because when you go and struggle as much as we have this year, you kind of wonder if that's really what you should be doing or not. And to finally win a race after struggling so much is just such a relief, and it builds your confidence back up. I mean, like you said, most of the winners this year have been rookies. That just shows you how stout the competition is in the K&N E Series. And when you go to the racetrack that you better be prepared or your chances of winning are very slim. So, I mean, once you finally get that first win, it's just, you feel like you've accomplished great things.
You know, was there anything different that your team did this week, you know, as compared, you know, to the previous, you know, to the previous races, you know, this season?
I felt like the whole team in general was a lot more confident in our race cars this weekend. We had a test day Friday, and after Friday, we all were actually really happy with the race cars. We weren't scratching our heads trying to figure out how to find half a second. And I think that was a big thing. We were confident going into the race Saturday just because we had a really good practice Friday.
You know, and actually, it's got to be a huge confidence booster. You know, what they got, like three or four races left, to get the win, and then now, it's not time to really, sit back, and say, okay, we got the win. But, I mean, at least now the team has a little bit of momentum, but they have that fire, again, that win, and not only that, but then, but the confidence level amongst the whole team has to be really at an ultimate high right now.
Yeah, it's our confidence is really higher, and momentum is definitely on our side. And I think it gives us a little bit more confidence and momentum just because of the way we won and also when we won. You know, when it gets down to this late in the season, teams are obviously buckled down and trying their hardest and throwing everything at it just because it's getting close to the championship. And to win this late in the season just shows you that we're following other teams, like we're preparing just like they are, and we're getting just as good as they are, even better. So I think that just shows how much we've been working on these race cars.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, Dylan, you mentioned that you're an underfunded team and that you guys have to really kind of focus in and run select races so that you can be as prepared as you need to be. Let's do a shout-out real quick of your team, your crew chief, and the people kind of behind the scenes that are kind of helping you put this all together.
The two people that really put this all together are my mom and dad. Without those two, none of this would be possible. My dad and mom pay for everything that goes on that race car, everybody that's in the shop. Without those two, I wouldn't even be racing. And all the guys at the shop, Jerry, Terry, Sean, and me and my brother even work down there during the week. That's really all the people that we got. And then also, I actually just got a new crew chief. This was actually only our second race together. And Ron, he came on at Iowa with us, and since then he's been such a big help for me. He watches what I do and then will pull me aside and just talk to me and try to better me as a race car driver. And that just really means a lot just because it helps me learn and helps me as I move up. And this is my first year in this, so I need all the help I can get.
Well, it sounds like he's given you some good advice, and I'm so glad that you acknowledge your mom and your dad and how important they are to helping you in your racing career. There's a lot of moms and dads that are out there doing the same thing for their sons, and it's not an easy job, and they deserve all the acknowledgement they can get. So, Dylan, we're kind of running out of time now, but I hope we can have you back again sometime when you get your next win and chat with you again. Maybe we can chat a little bit longer. But before you go, I want to make sure fans know how they can follow you and keep up with where your next race is, because I know you do other racing besides K&N East Racing.
You can find me on Facebook, Dylan Bassett. My Instagram name is Dylan_Bassett, and my Twitter is Dylan_Wang44.
Okay. And definitely give them a follow because they do a lot of really great racing. Your brother Ronnie races as well. And we wish you both the very best as you continue on the season here. Any more K&N East races coming up?
Yeah, we're going to run Richmond and Dover and possibly Phoenix out west at the end of the year.
Okay, so we've got that to look forward to. We wish you the best with that, and we hope to have you.